Chapter 16. A storm brewed inside Nath Dragon. The mere idea of shedding innocent blood infuriated him. After all, he was the one destined to protect the dragons from such horrific things. Now, Gorn and Selene had tried in a more subtle way to get him to kill an innocent dragon. A female. It was madness. Why would he ever do such a thing? He looked the dragon in the eye and petted her snout. She wasn't young, but perhaps the same age as him. Bright, scaled, and beautiful. A beautiful vision most people only dreamed of seeing. "I'll save you," he softly said under his breath. "Somehow." He closed his eyes and thought of his friends. They were dying out there. All because of him. Gorn offered to save them if he killed this one dragon. And then what? His thoughts raced.
"Think it through, dragon. Think it through."
"Time is up, Nath Dragon," Gorn said. "And I'm certain your dear friends' lives hang by a thread. Seconds remain, maybe."
"Lies."
"Evil always lies."
"Perhaps,"
Nath thought.
"Everything I've seen is a lie. Why should I do anything Gorn says? Or Selene, for that matter."
His mind turned it over in those moments. One of his friends, who he feared he'd never see again. They'd made it clear to him before that they were ready to die for him. He had never understood what that meant until right now. He turned and faced Gorn Gratik. Stepping forward, he grabbed Gorn's spear by the tip and held it to his chest. Gorn leered down at him, brow lifted.
"You win, Gorn. But I offer you something better. My life for hers, and the lives of my friends. I need your word on that."
"What?"
Selene said, coming forward, hands balled up into fists.
"Don't be a fool, Nath."
"Back away, Selene,"
Gorn said, sneering at her.
"You disappoint me."
Gorn pulled the spear away from Nath and rested it on his shoulder. Glowering at Nath with blazing eyes, he said,
"You disappoint me as well."
"My father, Balzerth, didn't raise me to kill dragons. He raised me to save them."
He swallowed. He could feel something swelling inside his chest. A wonderful epiphany of sorts.
"I understand that now."
"What sort of fool would die for those who don't even care about him? All your life, have the dragons not rejected you?"
"I'm over it,"
Nath said, stepping forward and taking a knee with a newfound inner strength.
"If I have to die for them, so be it."
"Nath, don't,"
Selene said.
"Silence,"
Gorn said, in more of a roar than a word. His rumbling voice shook the ground.
"Nath Dragon, do you know what a pawn is?"
"Of course I do,"
Nath said, looking up at Gorn's terrifying face.
"And I suppose you're going to tell me I've been a pawn all along. A fool of my father's. Even so, I stand by my word and his words. If it's his will for me to be his pawn, then so be it. I believe in him."
Gorn sneered and tossed back his head and let out a frightening roar. Nath wasn't sure if Gorn felt angry or triumphant. Above, the floating city continued to spin around and around, getting faster and faster.
"Your father has his pawn," Gorn said, "and I have mine. The Jaxite combined with my power will bring even more dragons under my control. Once I have them, I'll take over your father's precious dragon home and make it once again my Mountain of Doom.
Not without a fight.
He won't put up much of a fight after you're gone. Let me assure you.
Gorn bounced the spear off his shoulder. He said, snorting smoke.
Part of me wants to thank you, but I don't thank anyone.
He started to lower the spear.
And I've waited long enough for this.
Nath lifted his chin and closed his eyes. He heard his heartbeat in his ears and felt Gorn poised to strike. He didn't flinch when the spear sliced through the air. He heard the tip pierce through scales, separating bone and marrow. He didn't feel a thing. A soft, painful moan caught Nath's ears. His eyes snapped open, and he screamed,
Selene!